Long ago, in ancient China, the peacocks ruled over Gongmen's city. They brought great joy and prosperity to the city, for they had invented fireworks. But their son, Lord Shen, saw darker power in the fireworks. What had brought color and joy could also bring darkness and destruction. Shen's troubled parents consulted a soothsayer. She foretold that if Shen continued down this dark path, he would be defeated by a warrior of black and white. The young lord set out to change his fate, but what he did next only sealed it. Shen returned to his parents full of pride, but in their faces, he saw only horror. He was banished from the city forever, but Shen swore revenge. Someday, he would return, and all of China would bow at his feet.
Almost done, Lord Shen, but we've run out of metal.
Search the farthest villages. Find more metal.
China will be mine.
And then the dragon warrior joined the furious five.
And they became the most awesomest kung fu team ever.
Enough talk. Let's fight.
Listen! Listen! You can hear the Dragon Warrior training right now!
33! Stop him!
He's too dangerous!
35!
Stay focused!
37! How is he doing that with his face?
38 hit-bombs!
Yes! New record!
You monster!
Keep going! Hit 40!
Never hit 40!
You got it, 40. But that's a 40!
Do it.
No problem!
Well done, folks!
Your training has paid off.
Oh, Master Shifu!
Gotta go, see you later!
Woo-hoo, yeah!
You'll save those for me, right?
Inner peace. Inner peace. Oh, inner peace.
Master Shifu! Master Shifu, what do we got? Pirates? Vandals of Volcano Mountain? Whatever it is, I will take them down. Because I am in a mood. I need to get something done, you know what I mean?
What are you doing?
One of Master Oogway's final teachings.
Thank you.
Wow. Awesome. How did you do that?
Inner peace.
Inner peace. That's cool. Inner peace of what?
It is the next phase of your training. Every master must find his path to inner peace. Some choose to meditate for 50 years in a cave just like this, without the slightest taste of food or water.
Or
some find it through pain and suffering, as I did. Though the day you were chosen as Dragon Warrior was the worst day of my life. By far, nothing else came close. It was the worst, most painful, mind-destroying, horrible moment
okay.
I have ever experienced. But once I realized the problem was not you, but within me, I found inner peace and was able to harness the flow of the universe.
So that's it? I just need inner peace? My innards are already super, super peaceful, so all I need to do is just get this thing going. Inner peace? You're going down. Now show me what you were doing there with your feet. I saw you do sort of a fancy foot.
Ho! Bandits, approaching the musician's village.
Danger. Tell those musicians to start playing some action music because it is on. Don't worry, Shifu, I'll master inner peace as soon as I get back.
No snack stops this time.
Snack stops. Wait, are you serious?
Get all the metal you can find! Drop the metal!
Help! 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 Help!
Everything. Let's get out of here.
Wings of justice.
Panda, that's impossible.
My fist hungers for justice. That was my fist.
Get up! Come on!
Okay. I got this.
okay?
What happened?
I think I gotta go.
Thank you for coming to Dragon Warrior Noodles and Tofu. More tea? Lemon sauce? If you need anything, just ask. Thank you.
The Fairy!
Oh, the Dragon Warrior's mop. He mopped these very floors.
No touching. You get the mop dirty.
He once waited on me.
Awesome.
Yeah, I have the stain to prove it. Hey, where's the Dragon Warrior?
Oh, he doesn't work here anymore. He's busy out there protecting the valley.
The Dragon Warrior. Pooh!
Yeah, here.
Okay. Dragon Warrior. You should have told me you were coming.
Hi, Dad.
I would have saved you some stinky tofu.
Dad, can I talk to you?
Of course, son. In honor of my son, free tofu dessert for everybody! With purchases. Oh, it's so good to see you, Po. Have you lost weight? I can almost put my wings around you.
Well, maybe a little.
Oh, poor you. You must feel weak. Let me get you some soup.
No, that's okay, Dad. I'm not hungry.
Not hungry? Po, are you all right?
Yeah, no, I'm fine. Earlier today, I was fighting these bandits.
Uh-huh.
Nothing too dangerous. I mean, they were just, you know.
Yeah?
And then the strangest thing happened. I had this crazy vision. I think I saw my mom and me as a baby.
Mom? A baby?
Dad.
What are you talking about?
How do I say this? Where did I come from?
Well, you see, son, baby geese come from a little egg. Don't ask me where the egg comes from.
Dad, that's not what I meant.
I know it's not. I think it's time I told you something I should have told you a long time ago.
Okay.
You might have been kind of adopted.
I knew it.
You knew? Well, who told you?
No one. I mean, come on, Dad.
But if you knew, why didn't you ever say anything?
Why didn't you say anything? How did I get here, Dad? Where did I come from?
Actually, you came from this. It was just another day at the restaurant. Time to make the noodles. I went out to the back where my vegetables had just been delivered. There were cabbages, turnips, radishes. Only there were no radishes. Just a very hungry baby panda. There was no note. Of course, you could have eaten it. I waited for someone to come looking for you. But no one did. I brought you inside. Fed you? Gave you a bath? And fed you again. And again. And try to put some pants on you. And then I made a decision that would change my life forever. To make my soup without radishes. And to raise you as my own son. Xiao Po, my little panda. And from that moment on, both my soup and my life have been that much sweeter.
And little Po, that's the end of the story. Look at me. No, don't look at me.
That's it? That can't be it. There's gotta be more, Dad.
Well, there was the time you ate all my bamboo furniture. It was imported, too.
One dumpling, please.
Dragon warrior size.
Oh, Paul, your story may not have such a happy beginning, but look how it turned out. You got me, you got Kung Fu, and you got Noodles.
I know, I just have so many questions. Like, how did I ever fit in this tiny basket? Why didn't I like pants? And who am I?
Watch your form. Good.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Now we've got the pleasantries out of the way, please leave my house.
Your house?
Yes, didn't you see the peacock on the front door? Ah, there you are, soothsayer. It seems your fortune-telling skills are not as good as you thought.
We shall see, Shay.
Oh, you shall see, old goat. Where were we?
What do you want, Shen?
What is rightfully mine. Gongmen City!
Gongmen is under the stewardship of the Master's Council, and we will protect it, even from you.
I'm so glad you feel that way. Otherwise, I'd have dragged that here for nothing.
What's in the box, Shen?
You want to see? It's a gift. Oh, it's your parting gift. In that it will part you. Part of you here, part of you there, and part of you way over there, staining the wall.
You insolent fool!
Show off.
That is a warning. You are no match for our kung fu.
I agree. But this is...
Are you familiar with the Master of Gongmen City?
Master Thundering Rhino?
Yes.
Son of legendary Flying Rhino?
Yes.
And Slayer of the 10,000 Serpents in the Valley of Woe?
He's dead.
Whoa.
That's impossible.
Rhino's horn defense is impervious to any technique.
It was no technique. Lord Shen has created a weapon, one that breathes fire and spits metal. Unless he is stopped, this could mean the end of Kung Fu.
But I just got Kung Fu.
And now you must save it.
Go! Destroy this weapon and bring Lord Shen to justice!
Okay, here we go! Here we go! Whoa! Wait a second. How can I do this? I mean, how can Kung Fu stop something that stops Kung Fu?
Remember, Dragon Warrior, anything is possible when you have inner peace.
Inner peace. Inner peace. Inner peace. Peace on.
Lizzie! Oh, Paul, I got your travel pack.
Oh, I packed you food for weeks. Cookies, buns, vegetables, and I even pack all your action figures.
See?
Hey, I don't know what those are. I've never seen them before in my life.
Dad, you got scratches on my tigress.
I also packed your paintings of our best time together, just in case you get lonely.
That's me and you making noodles. And that's me and you eating noodles. And that's me giving you a piggyback ride. That cute? On second thought, I'll hang on to this one.
Hey, they're waiting for me.
Of course, of course. You have a job to do.
far from home, in a strange city filled with strange people and strange noodles, facing horrible danger from which you might never return. Don't go, Bo.
I gotta go. I'm the Dragon Warrior. It's kind of my job to save Kung Fu. And if I don't, what am I?
You're my son. Right?
Po, it's time.
Goodbye.
Don't worry, Mr. Ping. He'll be back before you can say noodles.
Noodles.
Come on, guys, let's go! Yeah!
Mama. Mom? Dad? Is that you?
Mom! Dad!
Oh, hi. Hey, son, you're back.
Huh? Honey, what are you doing here?
But I thought...
We replaced you, dear, with this lovely radish. Radish.
It's quiet, polite, and frankly, does better kung fu.
No.
Wait! Ow! Oh.
Oh. No!
Inner peace. Inner peace.
I'm training.
The mast is not a worthy opponent. I am ready.
Okay, so serious.
I think I prefer the mast.
Apologies. I used to punch the ironwood trees by the palace to train. Now I feel nothing.
That's severely cool.
Again.
So, this punching ironwood trees, how long did you have to do that?
20 years.
Oh, 20 years.
Jeez.
Is there any, faster way, until you... don't feel anything?
No. Besides... I don't think hard style is your thing.
Oh.
Poe, why are you really out here?
I just found out that my dad isn't really my dad.
Your dad, the goose. That must have been quite a shock.
Yeah.
And this bothers you?
Are you kidding me? We're warriors, right? Nerves of steel, souls of platinum. Like you. So hardcore you don't feel anything. Yo, wow.
I was...
So what are you talking about?
Nothing. Nothing.
Poe's having daddy issues.
Man, I'm so lucky. I don't have any problems with my dad. Maybe it's because Mom ate his head before I was born. I don't know.
Mantis, this isn't about you. Poe is the one freaking out.
I'm not freaking out.
Poe.
I'm freaking in.
Poe.
What?
We're here. Gongmen City.
He used to let me play here beside him, promising someday this throne would be mine.
A little to the left.
Oh, but it's so heavy, Master.
30 years I've waited for this moment. Everything must be exactly how I envisioned it. And I envisioned it a little to the left. Perfect. With a weapon by my side... With the weapon by my side, all China will bow before me. We move out in 3 days when the moon is full and the tide is high.
Now, you old goat, why don't you tell me my
fortune? For future. I was going to say future. Look into your bowl and tell me what glory awaits.
If you continue on your current path, you will find yourself at the bottom of the stairs. I see. I see. I see. Hate.
Ow!
And anger.
How dare you! That is the finest silk in the province!
Followed by denial.
This is not fortune telling. You're just saying what's happening right
now. The most important time is now. But if you really want to see the future.
Or what do you see?
Peacock is defeated by a warrior of black and white. Nothing has changed.
That's impossible. And you know it.
It is not impossible, and he knows it.
Who?
Look, Shen! I saw a panda!
A panda?
A kung fu warrior. It fought like a demon. Big and furry. Soft and squishy. Kind of plush and cuddly.
There are no more pandas.
Even with his poor eyesight, he can see the truth. Why? Is it that you cannot?
Find this panda and bring him to me.
Yes, sir.
One panda lives. That does not make you right.
You're right. Being right makes me right.
Then I will kill him and make you wrong. Will you stop that? Oh!
That must be Shen's palace on the other side of the city.
Great! We'll march into the tower and proclaim, we are the Dragon Warrior and the Furious Five, and we are here to bring you to justice!
What are you doing? This place is crawling with wolves!
Isn't that the guy who hammered you in the face?
Oh! I do not like that guy.
We need to get to that tower without being spotted by those wolves.
Got it. Stealth mode. Ooh.
Ow. Hello. I couldn't help you.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, where was I?
Where's Pal?
How can we lose a guy that big? Ooh.
Guys?
Sorry. So that was stealth mode, huh?
Let's be honest, not one of my stronger modes.
We're golden here, come on!
This rice is raw!
You stole all my metal pots for Lord Shen!
Either you cook my rice, or I cook you!
My apologies.
No, do something!
How am I supposed to help her cook rice without getting caught?
Three.
Wait,
two,
I have a better idea.
One!
Hey.
Hey.
We're here to liberate the city and bring Shen to justice.
You will need help.
Thank you, brave sheep, but it's too dangerous. I can't let you.
Oh no, not me. It's not safe to speak here.
Right.
I'm talking about Masters Ox and Croc. They're in Gongmen Jail on Black Dragon Alley.
What? They're still alive? They must be in that jail gathering intelligence, hatching a plot to use their awesomeness to defeat the weapon! Okay, let's go! Thanks, Sheep.
Hey! Stop that costume!
Get them!
Oh, sorry!
Take that! Keep going!
Faster!
Search everywhere!
What about over there?
Is there a part of everywhere?
I guess!
Let's search there!
They must be close. I can feel a kung fu chill riding up my spine.
Sorry, Po, it's just me.
Look, Gongmen Jail.
Oh, it's cute.
Cute? Huh?
Nice work, Po.
At the first sight of trouble, I'll give you a signal.
Gaga! Kiki!
You mean like Crane does?
Yeah.
Excuse me, when have I ever made that noise?
Master Ox! Master! The ferocious Master Croc! And Master is storming. Ox.
Oh, I can't believe we're rescuing actual legends of Kung Fu. We're going to free you from those bonds of injustice. No problem. Got to be a key around here. No, they wouldn't leave a key around here.
Yes!
Oh, good. You found it.
Come on, you guys. Yeah! We're coming for you, Shen! Woo-hoo!
Woo! Guys, are we going or not? Do you want to meet us there later? I mean, you do want to take back your city, right?
Of course we do. But if we stand up to Shen, he will turn the weapon on the city.
Listen to yourself. You're protecting Gongmen City by not protecting Gongmen City? If we all fight together...
Then the weapon would kill everyone.
Oh, would it? Then we use...
A sneak attack! We get inside and then...
And then you will be stopped.
by the unstoppable weapon.
Nothing's unstoppable except for me when I'm stopping you from telling me something's unstoppable! Master Rox, I'm not letting you stay in this cell.
I'd like to see you get me out!
You guys see that? It's called being awesome. Come on, whatever happened to being heroes?
The only hero in this town is the dead one.
Like I said, you are not getting me out of this cell.
Yes! Woohoo! All right, let's go!
I get the top bunk.
It's time to surrender, Panda. Kung Fu is dead.
Kung Fu is dead. Fine! You stay in your prison of fear, with bars made of hopelessness, and all you get are 3 square meals a day of shame.
With despair for dessert.
We'll take on Shen, and prove to all those who are hungry for justice and honor that Kung Fu still lives.
Yeah!
Monkey!
Kaka!
You! You're mine!
I'll tell you what's gonna be yours. My fist and your plush, cuddly, super soft face! Uh-oh.
Get him!
Get me out of here!
Yes, sir.
Stop him! Yeah.
Faster!
Lose him!
Yes, sir!
Hang on! Watch out!
Take fury on goal!
Ah, try! Yes!
We've lost it.
With a panda, you better bring a whole lot.
Listen to what he told you. If you mess with the wolf, you get the fangs. I've hit you twice. What are you gonna do now?
Chain my body, but you will never chain my
warrior spirit.
Hey, don't forget the little guy.
Did you just call me?
Oh, what are you doing?
Trust me, I got a plan. No way. 8-point acupressure cuffs? Just like the ones at El Tai Lung. The more you move, the tighter they get.
Yeah!
These are the best cuffs. Greetings, Panda. At last we meet. No. We meet at last. Yes, that's it. Greetings, Panda. We meet at...
You are afraid for a reason.
I'm not afraid. He's coming to me in chains. If anyone should be afraid, it's...
You.
Don't even think about it.
I hope this turns out better than your plan to cook rice in your stomach by eating it raw and then drinking boiling water.
This plan's nothing like that plan.
How?
Because this one's gonna work.
Keep moving. Ah, my old enemy. Stairs.
Me. Those last few flights. Okay. I threw up a little bit on the third floor. Someone might want to clean that up.
Is this some sort of evil janitor or something?
Greetings, Panda. We meet at...
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
You've grown up bigger than I thought.
Hey, okay. I have enough with poking around.
Strong? Healthy?
Look, I don't know who you are, but please stand aside, sir.
That's a lady.
Oh, sorry. The beard threw me. It's kind of misleading. False advertising.
Enough of this nonsense!
Bring the prisoners to me.
Sorry, ma'am. Get ready, guys. Keep your eyes peeled for the...
Weapon! We did it! I just concluded. Did you guys see that? I was all like... Oh... Oh, do you actually believe this is the warrior destined to defeat me?
I do not. I know he is.
Oh, look at him. A lifetime to plot his revenge, and he comes to me on his knees.
What? A lifetime? Whoa. I did not have a lifetime. We only heard about Master Rhino a few days ago, and we came to avenge him.
You've come to avenge nothing else?
Well, yeah. All the pots and pans that you stole. I'm gonna want those back.
Nothing else?
You probably did some other evil stuff along the way. I don't know. What else did you do?
I don't know.
Know what? What's so funny?
The very thing that you clearly do not know.
Okay, enough of these riddles. Would you guys spill the beans? First, you know, we come in and the weapon is tiny. Surprise, it's big. And then the lady over here, I think it's a guy, has got a... Whoa.
The only reason you're still alive is that I find your stupidity mildly amusing.
Well, thank you. But I find your evilness extremely annoying.
Who do you think you are, Panda?
Who do you think I am, Peacock?
Why are we laughing?
Take aim. Fire!
Well, light that thing!
I did!
Beelzebub!
You were there.
Yes. Yes, I was.
You just let Shen get away.
At least we destroyed the weapon.
Fire!
Oh, no, he's got way more.
My wing! Help! Help!
Come in!
Watch out! Help! Help me up! No. Get him down. Use the ropes.
Run, run, little panda.
Help, come on. We need you to focus.
I got it.
Bring it down!
We're trapped!
This way!
Goodbye! Fire!
Get back! The only way out is up.
Follow me! Come on!
Where are they going?
To the top! Come on! Keep going!
My nose!
Pull in the wolves, all of them! I want them ready to move! The year of the peacock begins now!
Right now? Because it's the middle of the year, so you'd only get like a half of the year.
Get the wolves ready. We're loading ships now.
No!
This way.
You! What did you do? It's chaos up there. What happened to stopping Shen?
Yeah. Guys, come on. Give me a little credit. I meant for him to get away. Because, it's a trick. It was a plot. I was thinking I'll figure out his plot more.
That makes no sense.
What do you mean? What do you mean the shirt does?
Oh, the truth. You had Shen. What happened?
What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, he caught me off guard.
The truth. Fine. They will keep you far from danger.
Real far.
What?
You're staying here.
Wait! I have to go back.
You're staying here.
I'm going, and you can't stop me. Whoa!
不算，我刚才没准备好。你们俩别这样。
Ready.
Look.
Stay down.
I have to get to him.
Then tell me why.
He was there, okay? The peacock was there the last time I saw my parents. He knows what happened, where I came from, who I am. Look, I'm going. I have to know. The hardcore can't understand.
Tigress, no!
The hardcore do understand. But I can't watch my friend be killed. We're going.
Hey, maybe you can't watch me be killed?
Stop being a wimp.
And she's back.
Oh,别想太多,待在这儿挺好的。
你的预言是错的，我们马上就能起航了。你所谓的勇士就是个傻瓜。你凭什么说你这修猛是傻瓜？
Just destroyed your ancestral homestead.
A trivial sacrifice. When all of China is my reward.
Then will you finally be satisfied? Will the subjugation of the whole world finally make you feel better?
As a start, I might also convert the basement into a dungeon.
The cup you choose to fill has no bottom. It is time to stop this madness.
Why on earth would I do that?
So your parents can rest in peace.
My parents hated me. Do you understand? They wronged me. And I will make it right.
They loved you. They loved you so much that having to send you away killed them.
The dead exist in the past. And I must attend to the future. Set the Sorcerer free. She's no use to me.
Goodbye, Shen. I wish you happiness.
Happiness must be taken. And I will take mine.
Huh? Hurry it up!
If all of those weapons leave the building, China will fall.
We bring down the building.
Hey, guys. How about this? Oh! This will work.
All right, let's go.
I can't feel my face.
Where are you going? On your feet, and wipe those stupid grins off your faces.
Tell me what happened that night.
What night?
That night.
Ah, that night.
Yes. We're talking about the same night, right?
Yes, I was there. Yes, I watched as your parents abandoned you. It's a terrible thing. I believe it went something like this.
New Year's gift!
Hope you like it, because you can't return it!
Huh? What's he doing? Oh.
Return it! Return it!
Are you willing to die to find the truth?
You bet I am! Although I prefer not to.
We got them! Go!
Looking for me? I said that too soon, didn't I?
No more running, Shen.
So it seems.
Now, answers.
Oh, you want to know so bad. You think knowing will heal you? Huh? Fill some crater in your soul. Well, here's your answer. Your parents didn't love you. But here, let me heal you.
Yeah, like you could make me drink that.
If I wanted you dead, I would have left you in that river.
Why save me?
So you can fulfill your destiny.
What are you talking about? Where am I? What is this place?
I'm surprised you remember so little. But you were so little when it happened. Perhaps you do remember.
Now what? It's just a stupid nightmare.
Nightmare or memory? This was a thriving village. Young Shen was in line to rule Gongmen City, but he wanted more. I foretold that someone would stand in his way, a panda. But I never could have foretold what came next.
Yeah!
fighting. Let it flow. Your story may not have such a happy beginning, but that doesn't make you who you are. It is the rest of your story, who you choose to be. Who are you, Panda?
I am Poe. And I'm gonna need a hat.
Such sad, sad faces.
But now is a time only for joy. You are going to be part of something beautiful. Once we reach the harbor, in front of all the world, you and your precious kung fu will die. Then China will know to bow before me.
Set sail!
Honestly, guys, I never thought I'd die like this. I always thought I'd meet a nice girl and settle down, and she'd eat my head. So sad.
We cannot give up hope. Poe would want us to remain strong, hardcore, right, Tigress?
Lord Shen, what about the bridge?
Nothing stands in my way.
Fire!
You!
same stinking panda.
Shen! A panda stands between you and your destiny!
What?
Prepare yourself for a hot...
What?
And now, free the five! Disc of destruction!
Okay.
Take aim! Ready?
You can't follow me.
Just get him.
Dragon Warrior, what's your plan?
Step one, free the fire.
What's step two?
Honestly, I didn't think I'd make it this far.
Ho.
Stop Shen before he gets to the harbor.
Vengeance is served.
Why did you...
Your friend there is very persuasive.
Master Shifu!
Quickly, use their boats to block the way.
As you wish. Let's finish this.
You know, you just keep your elbows up and keep the shoulders loose.
Not that. How did you find peace? I took away your parents. Everything. I scarred you for life.
See, that's the thing, Shen. Scars heal.
No, they don't. Wounds heal.
Oh, yeah. What do scars do? They fade, I guess?
I don't care what scars do.
You should, Shen. You gotta let go of that stuff from the past, because it just doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is what you choose to be now.
You're right. Then I choose this!
Seems you have found inner peace. And at such a young age.
Well, I had a pretty good teacher.
It's my son's birthday. All he wanted was to meet the Dragon Warrior.
How about some tofu birthday cake instead, huh?
You know, I think we'll just try again another time. When do you think he'll be back?
I don't know. Okay, I don't know. Maybe never.
I mean, I worry, okay? But that's my job. I'm his dad. At least I was his dad.
Why did he have to go and save China? I know why, but why?
Just one little panda.
So, how did it go? Did you save China?
Yep.
Well, I knew you would. That's why I had new signs made. My son saved China. You two can save. Buy one dumpling, get one free.
Hey, that's a pretty good deal.
Would you like to try one?
Maybe later. There's something I should tell you. While I was gone, I found the village where I was born. I found out how I ended up in that radish basket.
You did?
I know who I am.
You do?
I'm your son.
Oh.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
Ah! Delicious fat radishes. You're probably hungry. Let me bet you something.
What are you talking about? I'll cook.
No, I'll cook.
Dad.
But it's the least I can do. You saved China.
No, it's the least I can do. You raised me.
Oh.
Dad.
Oh.
Okay. Let's both cook. Together.
No, I'll cook.